late this afternoon, weak high pressure remained over the upper Great Lakes region, while a frontal system continued to cause showers and thunderstorms across the Ohio River Valley. Clear skies across the upper peninsula and portions of lower Michigan will be short-lived as the next weather system brings more cloudiness across the area from west to east. A low pressure system will move across the upper peninsula over the weekend and bring warmer and more humid air into the state. Showers and thunderstorms will be possible from this system beginning late tonight across the upper peninsula and then across much of Michigan by late Saturday. To the south, showers and thunderstorms will continue across portions of Ohio tonight along the old frontal boundary and then refire Saturday afternoon across the entire Ohio Valley region as the frontal system begins to move northward as a warm front. Temperatures Saturday will be much warmer than the past several days across most of Michigan, with highs in the lower to mid-70s across the upper peninsula and lower to mid-80s across lower Michigan. Highs across Indiana and Ohio will be in the 80s to lower 90s. The low temperatures tonight will be in the 50s north and 60s south across the state of Michigan and the 60s to lower 70s in the Ohio River Valley. The forecast for south central lower Michigan, including the cities of Lansing, Battle Creek, and Jackson. Tonight, partly cloudy, low temperature around 60, variable wind under 10 miles per hour. Saturday, becoming mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, high 80 to 85, south wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. The chance of rain is 30%. Saturday night, cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely, low in the mid to upper 60s, chance of rain 70%. Sunday, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, high in the lower 80s, the chance of rain is 40%. The extended outlook for Monday through Wednesday, dry Monday and Tuesday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms Wednesday. Highs will be in the 70s Monday and Tuesday, and mid to upper 60s Wednesday. Lows mainly in the 50s all 3 days. Weather conditions across Michigan and the Great Lakes region at 5 p.m. In Lansing, with a cloudy sky, the temperature was 73 degrees, dew point 60, relative humidity 64%. The wind was southeast at 3 miles per hour, the barometric pressure 30.19 inches and rising. Around lower Michigan at 5 o'clock, skies were variably cloudy. The temperatures were mainly in the 70s, ranging from 71 degrees in Houghton Lake and Detroit to 76 degrees in Flint. The temperature in Jackson was 72 with a partly sunny sky. In Battle Creek, it was 73. Skies were mostly sunny across the upper peninsula. In Escanaba, the temperature was 69 degrees, Marquette 76, Sault Ste. Marie sunny and 77. Elsewhere around the Great Lakes region, Toledo was cloudy 72, Fort Wayne partly sunny 75, South Bend partly sunny 76, Chicago partly sunny 71, Milwaukee partly sunny 67. Again at 5 o'clock, the temperature in Lansing was 73 degrees. The South Central Lower Michigan short-range weather forecast. Cloudiness will continue to slowly decrease through the rest of this afternoon and early evening, allowing most areas to see at least a little sunshine. The temperatures will remain in the lower 70s through 7 p.m.
Why do meteorologists and weathercasters talk so much about fronts? The answer is simple. Much of our stormy weather is bound along or near fronts. That is why you will see their whereabouts included on most television weather maps. Fronts are where the boundaries separating air masses touch the earth. The fronts you see on weather maps are links in a broken chain of fronts, collectively called the polar front, which stretches around the globe. This polar front divides the cold air masses from the north and the warm air masses from the south. Major storm systems develop and migrate along its twisting boundary. The polar front shifts seasonally. It generally crosses the southern states during the cold part of the year and up north of the Great Lakes in the summer. Our weather is greatly influenced by the position and migrations of the polar front.
This is the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's weather radio station, WXK81, operating on a frequency of 162.40 megahertz. office in Lansing, Michigan, and are transmitting from an antenna located near Onondaga. NOAA Weather Radio provides South Central Lower Michigan with the latest weather forecast and weather conditions.